This week we are getting ready for Pesach, and in Pesach we do a Seder, so therefore this CD will be devoted to the Seder. The first thing that we do when we come home from shul for the Seder, there is a custom that we wear a kittel, the white gown that is called a kittel. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav explains that since kittel is clothing for the dead, in other words, when a person dies, they dress him with a kittel, and like that he'll keep his heart humble, and he won't get out of hand because of the freedom and because of all the happiness that he received, that he's obligated to show in this night. In order for it to not get out of hand, we tell him to wear a kittel that reminds how fragile the person is, because a person is eventually going to die. Like that, he'll be able to temper his simcha, and he'll be able to be sober and be proper at the table. Rav Schlesinger explains the same idea with a different symbolism, because he's bothered, why would we decide this day to cause ourselves to lose simcha by remembering the dead? Quite opposite, we would like to enhance simcha in the Seder, because we are happy about the freedom that we get. Then the question is, why do we wear kittel that is clothing of the dead? So therefore he says that since it's traditional that in Pesach we will be redeemed in the B'tchias HaMeisim, that in Passover we will have the resurrection of the dead. That's one of the reasons that we read the Haftorah of Ezekiel. We read about the dry bones being revived, because traditionally this is going to happen in Pesach, in Passover, as it is brought in Torah Shulchan Aruch HaRachaim, Siman Tov Tzadik. So therefore, since we are going to be revived, we are getting ready, symbolically we're showing that we are ready now for Tchias HaMeisim, and we are ready now that the Geula should expand, that this redemption that we feel now, which is always replicated according to Rav Dessler in the times of Pesach, that spiritual redemption we want to propagate, and therefore we are already ready for Tchias HaMeisim, where the dead people all wear kittels. So us wearing a kittel is just symbolic that we are ready for redemption, we're ready for resurrection of the dead, and when the resurrection of the dead will come, all the dead people that are being resurrected are wearing kittels, because this is clothing of the dead. So therefore, we use it as a sign of redemption, not as a sign to temper our happiness. That interpretation, you could say, is based on Yeshaya 1, Pasuk number 18. There the Pasuk says, Lechu na v'nevachecha yoymer Hashem. Come on now, let us reason together, says Hashem. Imi echatueichem kashonim, if your sins will be like scarlet, kasheh legalbinu, I will make it white as snow. Imi adimu katoila, if they will be as red as crimson, katzemeyu, I'll make it like white wool. So we see that somebody who doesn't have a sin is considered white. We know in Egypt we were corrupted, we were in the 49th level of Tumah, and we didn't have any merits to be redeemed. Hashem, in His mercy, gave us two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of circumcision and the mitzvah of the Pesach offering, of the Passover offering. And through those two merits, we are able to be redeemed. Even though, normally, Hashem requires us to take the first step, and after we take the first step, then Hashem helps us the rest of the way. Like the Medrash in Shir HaShirim 5, Siman Gimel brings down, Pischili Pesach Echad Shel Tshuva, open to me a door of tshuva, of repentance, Kechudo Shel Machat, like the tip of a needle, V'ani Poisech Lochem, and I will open to you, Psochim, doors Sheyi Agolos Ikronos Ichnosos, that calves and wagons will be able to go through it. In other words, we have to do the first little action of repentance, and Hashem will continue, and He will expand that action in a big way. So it comes out according to this, Hashem during Pesach jumped over the system, like the Ger Rebbe explains, Hashem jumped over the Pesach, jumped over the door. The simple interpretation is that Hashem jumped over the houses and did not kill the firstborn of the Jews. But the Ger Rebbe explains that Hashem jumped over the door, Hashem jumped over the requirement that we are supposed to open and make tshuva first. Hashem dismissed that and allowed us to be redeemed, gave us a chance or forgave our sins even before we opened the door, before we tried to do tshuva. That just the fact that we had these two merits of Pesach and Milah and circumcision, that was enough for Hashem to redeem us. If Hashem forgave our sins, that means that Hashem made our clothing white even though we didn't deserve it. So therefore, to symbolize that on Pesach Hashem forgave our sins and Hashem took us out and didn't look at our lack of repentance, and He jumped over the system and He gave us opportunity just to make two mitzvahs, and through those two mitzvahs was enough for us to be redeemed. We almost didn't have to go the rest of the way. So Hashem dressed us in white clothing and He redeemed us then. We therefore wear white clothing in order to give thanks to Hashem for redeeming us then, even though we are not worthy. And since this is the day that we're supposed to be redeemed again, we pray to Hashem and we pledge to Hashem, we will follow the procedure of this night and redeem us again the same way You redeemed us in the past, even though we were not worthy. Now please make our clothing white again and redeem us again, even though we are not worthy. We agree that we are not worthy, but You were kind in that time during coming out of Egypt, and You redeemed us even though we did not do anything in way of repentance. You still made our clothing white. So too now we, by reading the Haggadah, by recreating that day that Hashem redeemed us, even though we were not worthy and made our clothing white, so we are prepared also to recreate that day exactly the way it was, and like that You will make our clothing white and will be forgiven. That the merit of us reading the Haggadah and telling the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim will merit to be as equal as that day, and the same way that that day You forgave us and took us out of Egypt, even though we didn't deserve it, You made our clothing white, so too now You should make our clothing white. And that is also the reason that we wear it in Yom Kippur, because on Yom Kippur we're repenting and we want our sins to become white, but there we require to do more action. But on Pesach is a time that we could achieve tshuva without as much action as Yom Kippur. After we put the kittel, we pour the first cup to make Kiddush, and on Pesach we are required to have 4 cups of wine. The reason for the 4 cups of wine is brought down by the Yerushalmi Psachim Perek Yud. There it's written in the name of Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rav Banai, Keneged Arba Geulois. It's corresponding the 4 languages of redemption, which are in Parshas Va'era. There in chapter number 6, Pasuk number 6 says, Lochen Emor Livnei Yisrael, therefore tell the Jewish people, Ani Hashem, I'm your God, V'otzei Si Eschem, I will take you out mitachas sibleis Mitzrayim, from the burdens of Egypt. That's 1 language. Veitzalti eschem, and I will save you, I'll rescue you, mavoidosom, from their service. That's the 2nd language. Vegoalti eschem, and I will redeem you, bizroya netuya, with an outstretched arm, uvishvatim gedolim, and with great judgment. That's the 3rd language of redemption, that says, Vegoalti eschem, and I will redeem you. And the last one is, Velokachti eschem li le'am, I will take you for a nation, Ve'isi lochem le'lokim, and I will be to you for a God. The 4th language of redemption is that Hashem will take us for a nation. So we have 4 languages of redemption, which are Voitzesi, Hashem takes you out, Ve'itzalti, Hashem who rescues us, Ve'goalti, Hashem who redeems us, and Velokachti, Hashem who takes us. Rabbeinu Bachya explains that these are actually 4 stages of the Egyptian exile. The first stage is that Hashem took us out, which means Hashem removed the burdens of slavery from us. And even though we were not permitted yet to leave Egypt, but then we still did not require to work, like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah brings down, that in Tishrei we stopped working, even though we weren't redeemed until Nisan, 5 months later, still on Tishrei we stopped working. That was stage 1 of redemption. Veitzalti is when Hashem rescued us, that means when Hashem took us out of Egypt, when the subjugation of the Egyptians ended. during Makas Bechoires, during the death of the firstborn, where we actually left Egypt, and that was stage two. The Goalta Hashem redeemed us with outstretched arms and great judgment, that signifies the crossing of the sea, where Hashem destroyed the Egyptians for good, that until then we were fearful of the Egyptians, maybe they're going to chase us, but at that point we weren't fearful anymore, because Hashem gave a crushing blow to the Egyptians. And that is stage three. And the last stage, Rabbi Bachi explains, is Velokachti Eschem Lilaom, that Hashem took us as a nation, that Hashem gave us the Torah, which that is the ultimate goal of going out of Egypt, is in order for us to receive the Torah. So those four languages are the four languages of redemption. And for each language of redemption, we toast separately each stage of redemption. That we do not toast just the first stage of going out of Egypt, we actually toast all four stages, because all four stages are the ones that brought us to receive the Torah. Sefer Taloyrois explains that the stages of redemption are equivalent to the four enslavements that happened to us. And explains like that. The first stage is taking away our money, that we became poor, that they added taxes to us, like it's written in Parshas Shmos, chapter 1, Pasuk number 11, Vayosimu Olav Sorimisim, and they put on the Jewish people minister of taxation, Lemana Noisoi Besivloisom, in order to afflict them with their burdens. According to the Mefarshim, the Egyptians decided to put a high rate of tax on the Jewish people. Like that, the Jewish people will become impoverished by them being taxed so much. Their money will be going to the government and they won't have any money. So that caused us to become poor. The second one was that they embittered our lives, that they made us work and they gave us pains and they caused affliction to us and our bodies. In other words, we were physically abused by the Egyptians. The third stage is where they actually called us slave. It happens that you are physically abused, but even when you're physically abused, you still hope that this is going to end. But once they call you slave, they renegade you to a subhuman title, that you are actually called slave, then you know that this abuse is going to continue. And that is also a most embarrassing thing for you to happen. If you get beaten up, it happens that a person gets beaten up. But once a person receives a title of slaves, that is a very embarrassing situation. And you become demoralized because you don't see a way out. And the fourth level of enslavement is not only did they enslave our physical, they also enslaved our spirituality. That they were able to corrupt our spirituality so much that you could not tell the difference between the Jews and the Egyptians spiritually. That we also worshipped idols when we were in Egypt. And that is the fourth affliction. And for that Hashem redeemed us in all four stages. The first stage He redeemed us is He took us out from the burdens of Egyptians. The burdens we mentioned before is us becoming poor through taxation. And as soon as the first plague came, the plague of blood, we already started getting wealthy. Like the Medrash brings down that from the plague of blood, we became wealthy because we were able to sell water for the Egyptians who couldn't drink the water because everything they touched turned to blood. So the Jews made money during that plague, so that was counteracting their original plot to cause us to become impoverished. The opposite, we became wealthy during the beginning of the plagues. That's stage one. And then the second one is that Hashem saved us from the work, that we didn't have to work anymore. Like the Gemara says that on Tishrei, 5 months before we left Egypt, we already stopped working. So comes out, since the plagues took duration almost 1 year, that comes out that after 5 months we started making money, we didn't have to work from Tishrei to Nisan. Stopping of physical abuse, that was stage two. And the third one, Hashem redeemed us with outstretched arm, that took away the title of slaves. Hashem caused an uprising. By Hashem destroying the god of the Egyptians, Hashem showed His awesome power. And then the Egyptians could not call us slave anymore because they were totally subjugated. And a subjugated person does not call another person a slave. And the fourth stage is when Hashem took us as a nation, that he elevated our spirituality by giving us the Torah. So according to the Bina Laitim, those are the four stages of slavery that we redeemed from, and for every one of them, we toast with a glass of wine. The Yerushalmi in Psachim continues that the reason for the four cups is also Omar Rablevi. Rablevi says, Keneged Dalet Malchus, that's equivalent to the four kingdoms. In other words, the four kingdoms that subjugated the Jewish people. We had four exiles. We started with the Babylonian exile, then we have the Persian exile, then we have the Greek exile, and now we are in the Roman exile. So we drink the four cups equivalent to these four exiles. The Bnei Sochar asks a question, what is the symbolism that we drink the four cups of wine to remind us of the four exiles? What does it mean by that? So he says that in Brisbane Absarim, all the way back on Bereshis, chapter 15, Pasuk number 12, called covenant between the parts, that Hashem made a covenant with Abraham that the Jewish people will inherit the land after a slavery of 400 years. There it says, Vayashemesh Lavoi, and the sun was coming down, Vetardeimon Naflo al Avram, deep sleep fell onto Avraham, Vina Emo, and behold, a dread, Chashecha Gadoilo, great darkness, Nofeles fell all upon him. The Medrash Rabbah here explains that Emo Zebavel, dread means Bavel, the Babylonian exile. Chashecha, darkness, that's Madai, that's the Persian exile, which is called the exile of Poras Umadai. Gedoilo, great Zeyavon, that's the Greek exile. Nofeles and falls, that's Edom. That even before Hashem told Avraham Avinu that the Jewish people are going to be slaves in Egypt for 400 years, Hashem already showed Avraham Avinu the dread and the darkness and the great darkness of the old exiles that is going to happen until the time of the full redemption. So he asks a question, if that is true, why did Hashem first show the four exiles and then says right afterwards, Vayom el Avram, Hashem tells Abraham, Yodea Teda, you should surely know, Ki Geyeh Zaracho, that stranger will be your children, Be'eretz Lo Elohem, in a land that's not theirs, Vavodum, they'll slave them, Vinu Oysom, Arboma Yoshana, and they'll afflict them 400 years, referring to the Egyptian exile. If that is going to be true, then why not say the Egyptian exile first, and then the other ones in order? If the purpose of this covenant is to show Avraham Avinu everything that is going to happen to his children until the time of Mashiach, then Hashem should have made it everything chronological. The Egyptian exile and then the other four exiles. What was the purpose to show first the four exiles and then show the Egyptian exile? So the Bnei Sochar explains that in the Egyptian exile was included all other four exiles. That the Egyptian exile had elements of all the four exiles. Therefore, by us being redeemed by the Egyptian exile, it's a symbolism that will be redeemed from all other exiles. And it brings down that the allusion to that is in the Pasuk on Shemos, chapter 2, Pasuk number 23. There the Pasuk says, Vayehi, Bayomim, Harabi, Mohem, it was in those many days, Vayomas, Melech Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt died. The Jewish people groaned because of the work. He asks a question, what does it mean by Yomim HaRabi Mohem, in those many days? Rashi tries to explain that those many days means those many days that Moshe Rabbeinu was in Midian. But it could have been just said by Yomim Mohem, in those days. What is the point of HaRabim? Explains that Rabim is the acronym of the four exiles. The Reish is Rome. The base is Bavel, Babylonian. The Yud is Yavon, Greece. And the Mem is Madai, which is the Poras Umadai, Persian and Madai, exile. So alluded in this Pasuk is that Egypt was a simon for all four exiles. That all four exiles were included in Egypt. Therefore, writes Ibn Sakhar, we drink the four cups to remind you of all four kingdoms. The first cup is the Babylonian exile, which that's what happened first after the Egyptian exile. The first exile that we had was the Babylonian exile. that they destroyed our temple, they destroyed our holiness. Therefore, to counteract the Babylonian exile, we make Kiddush, we sanctify, because they profaned, because they destroyed our temple, therefore we sanctify and we make Kiddush on that. The second exile was the Persian exile, which there they tried to destroy our lives. They didn't care about spirituality. All they cared is destroying and killing all the Jews, tried to destroy our bodies, like Haman and Rosh tried to destroy our bodies. Since Haman tried to uproot everything, we read during the second cup, the Parsha of Aravi, Oved Ovid, Aramean tried to destroy my father, where there we say that Lavan Biker Shlakor Esakoil, that Lavan tried to destroy everything. He tried to uproot all the Jews, to destroy all the Jews. So too, Haman Arasha tried to destroy all the Jews during the Persian exile. The third cup is a cup of the Greeks, because the Greeks tried to take away our spirituality, tried to avoid us from doing Torah. And the Gemara in Bracha says that Hashem loves us, that Hashem shows favor towards us, and He's biased towards us, because the Torah tells you that we do not have to bench only if you eat enough to be sated. And we already bench, we make an after bracha, even if we eat a kazais, an olive size, or we eat egg size, we already make an after bracha. So we go above and beyond the call of duty, and that counteracts what the Greeks wanted to do, that they wanted us not to do the mitzvah of Torah. We not only do the mitzvah of Torah, we go beyond the call of duty, because we bench on a morsel of food, that if you eat a kazais, an olive size, or an egg size, we already bench. So we go above the call of duty, and that shows how the Greeks were unable to corrupt us and cause us to refrain from doing mitzvahs. And that's why we drink the third cup of wine on benching. And the fourth cup of wine, which unfortunately we're still suffering, that is the Shfei Hamas Chol HaGoyim, that is that we pray to Hashem to pour His anger on the nations of the world. And during the fourth cup, we also say the Hallel. And in the middle of the Hallel, it's written there that Lomo Yomru HaGoyim, why should the nations of the world say, Ayeina Elokeihem, where is the God of the Jew? And we also say, Mina Meitzar Karasiya, from the dire straits, I called unto you, Hashem. We see from all what we say that we are still suffering in this exile, and this signifies the exile of Rome, or this exile that we are today, that still is not complete, but yet we still are sure that the same way we redeemed from Egypt, we will be redeemed again from this exile. And that's why we say specifically the Hallel, to show our faith in Hashem, that Hashem answers us no matter what situations we are or how deep in trouble we are. Hashem doesn't forsake us, and Hashem answers us the same way that He answered us when we were in Egypt. So the Bnei Sachar continues, if that is true, that the cups of wine are equivalent to the four kingdoms, then we understand why we put a Kos Shel Eliyahu, why we make a Elijah's cup. Because the Medrash brings down, the Medrash is on Shir HaShirim, Aleph, Membeis, that the day that Eliyahu HaNavi went up to heaven with the chariot of fire that picked him up, that is the very same day that they crowned the first king in Edom. And he brings down that the kingdom of Edom will continue until Moshiach come, until Eliyahu HaNavi comes down again and tells us that Moshiach is on his way. So according to this, comes out very well that the reason we are drinking the fourth cup of wine is in order to show our faith in Hashem, that Hashem is going to redeem us from Edom. We symbolically put a Kos Shel Eliyahu, that we are inviting Eliyahu to come back, because that is the same time that Edom is going to be destroyed. That since Edom is going to be here until the time of Mashiach, and since Eliyahu HaNavi went up, that is when the first king of Edom was established, which means that Eliyahu HaNavi is the preventive for Edom, that he's the antidote for Edom. So now that we're drinking a cup, because we're celebrating the redemption of Edom, that we are sure that Hashem is going to redeem us the same way He redeemed us from Egypt. So we pour a cup for Eliyahu, that we're inviting Eliyahu, because that is also one catalyst, one part of the equation to destroy the Edom or to end the exile of Edom. According to the simple interpretation that the four cups are for the four languages of redemption, which is four stages of redemption, we could understand why we do it with a cup of wine. Since wine is supposed to signify celebration, so we're celebrating not only the full redemption, we're celebrating every single stage of redemption. But if I say that the reason is to remind us of the four exiles, why are we celebrating with a cup of wine? So the Meshech Chachma brings down that idea of a cup of wine is that the only reason we were redeemed from Egypt is because we were distinguished from the non-Jews. That we were separated from the Egyptians, that's why we're Mitzuyonim Sham, we were separated, we're distinguished from them, that is the reason that we were redeemed. And so happens that wine is more than anything, something that really separates the Jews from the non-Jews. And to prove that, the Meshech Chachma brings a Medrash. The Medrash on Megillas Esther brings down that when Haman wanted to get Ahasuerus angry at the Jews, that when Haman came to argue with Ahasuerus that he should destroy the Jewish people, the Medrash says that Haman told Ahasuerus, you see those Jews, if they have a cup of wine and a fly will fall in the wine, they will take the fly, throw it out, and they will drink the rest of the wine. But you, if you, the king, touches the wine that the Jew is holding, the Jew will take the cup, pour the wine to the ground, and then he'll rinse the cup three times. You, the king, are worse than a fly. If a fly falls in the wine, you just take the fly out and you drink the rest of the wine. But yet, if the king touches, then we have to throw out the wine. So Haman was trying to entice the rage of Ahasuerus by saying that the Jews hold a fly in a higher regard than the king. The truth is that Haman was right, that is exactly the halacha. We see clearly that one way to separate a Jewish person from a non-Jewish person is wine, that only if a Jew touches the wine is okay. If a non-Jew touches the wine, you have to pour it out. So therefore, here, since we are trying to distinguish the Jews from the non-Jews, and the only reason that we are redeemed is because we are separate, because we did not assimilate, we did not try to become like the Egyptians, that is the only reason that we were redeemed, because we were distinguished in Egypt. So too, Hashem will only redeem us from the other exiles only because we were separate, we were distinguished. So by us drinking the wine, we want to emphasize that position, that is the reason that we are redeemed, because we are separate. And there is nothing better to emphasize this position, that we want to be separate, we don't want to assimilate, we want to keep our Jewish identity, and only if we are Jews, that's the only way that we are redeemed, because otherwise there's no difference between a Jew and not a Jew, and the only way to really be Jewish is to maintain Torah and mitzvahs, to keep the laws of the Jews and the mitzvahs of the Jews. So therefore, on the night of the Seder, we celebrate all these things with a cup of wine, to let you know that we are waiting for redemption and we are acting in a separate way from the nations of the world, and to prove that we are drinking the cup of wine. The other answer could be based on Bnei Yisachar. Bnei Yisachar on Mamar Chodesh Nisan, Mamar Gimel on Shabbos HaGadol, he quotes the Gemara in Eruv in the Samachay. There the Gemara says, Omar Rav Sheshes, Omar Rav Elazar ben Azariah. The Rav Sheshes says in the name of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Yochol ani liftor es kol oilom kuloi min adin, that I could exempt the whole world from justice. In other words, that I could absolve all the Jews from future judgment when the world to come for their transgressions. Miyoyim shecharav beis hamikdash vaad achshav, from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed until now, I could exempt him. And based on the Pasuk in Yeshaya 51, Pasuk number 21, there it says, Lochen Shimin Azois, therefore listen now to this, Aniyah, somebody who is poor, Veshachuras, Veloy Miyayin, and she's drunk, not from wine, in other words, she's drunk from so much tzures, from so many afflictions, since the destruction of the temple, we are so afflicted that this is considered like we are drunk, and somebody who is drunk has diminished capacity, and somebody who has diminished capacity is not liable for his crime. Therefore, Rabbi Sheshe says in Evra Blas Ben Azaria that he could have exempted everybody from justice in the world to come, because everybody now is considered like he's drunk because of the afflictions, because of all the tzores that we receive, all the tzores that we have, all the oppression that we are oppressed because we are Jews. We are considered like drunks, and once we are considered like drunks, then we are not responsible for our actions. We are not drinking on our own accord. Hashem is giving us the tzores. Hashem is allowing the nations of the world to oppress us, so we are not drinking voluntarily. We are drunk because of all these afflictions that we get, so therefore we are exempt from punishment. And that, the Bnei Yisachar explains, that that's the reason that the rabbis established a cup of wine, to show that we are of diminished capacity. That since when you are drunk, you are not liable for what you do, so therefore we want to say that we sinning, not because we want to sin against you, Hashem, because we want to rebel against you. We are only sinning because we are of diminished capacity. Our troubles and our afflictions, that cause us to sin. The same way that somebody is drunk is not responsible for his action once he is drunk. Again, we're not saying that a person is not responsible for going to have a drink and becoming drunk. But here, in this case, we are drunk not from our own accord, because the nations of the world oppress us. Therefore, we could claim diminished capacity. And now that these four cups of wine signify the four exiles, we want to say that we know that you redeemed us up till now, not because of our actions or merits. You only redeemed us because we are of diminished capacity. So too, please redeem us again, because of our diminished capacity. And that's why the rabbi specifically established the redemptions from the four exiles with wine, to make us aware and make us understand that we shouldn't think that we are worthy all the other three redemptions to be redeemed because our actions became so noble. The reason we were redeemed is only because we are of diminished capacity, because of our troubles, because of our subjugation. We cannot act in a proper way, and that is the only reason that Hashem redeemed us. In other words, Hashem saw that we are like drunks, that we are not responsible for our actions. That's why He redeemed us. The Bnei Yisachar continues and explains beautifully that that is the reason when we say in the middle of the Haggadah, V'hi she'amda lavo yisenu velanu, that this has stood by our ancestors and by us, Shelo echad bilvad amad oleinu lechaloseinu. Not one nation alone has risen up against us to destroy us. Elo sheb chaldoi v'doi. Rather, in every generation, omdim oleinu lechaloseinu, they stand against us to destroy us. V'akadosh baruch hu matzileinu miyadam, and Hashem, however, saves us from their hand. Why do we, that point, take a cup of wine and keep it in your hand? We could just continue saying that Baruch Shomer Avtachos El Israel, like we say before, the paragraph before, the Hashem who keeps the promise for the Jews, and normally V'hi She'amda is translated as that promise that Hashem keeps to the Jews, that Hashem is not going to allow the Jewish people to be destroyed, and that is the promise that keeps us alive. That is the normal interpretation that is given. But then the question is, why do you pick up the cup of wine when you're saying V'hi She'amda, that this is what stood? So the Bnei Yisachar explains that V'hi She'amda doesn't go on the promise that Hashem made, that He is going to keep us. That we already mentioned before, that Hashem keeps the promise to the Jews. We don't have to mention again. V'hi She'amda means to say that that wine, this wine that we pick up in our hand, that is the wine that stayed for us. That is the wine that saves us. That is the wine that Hashem views, sees that the nations of the world are oppressing us, and that's why He redeems us. He keeps on redeeming us not because we have so many merits. He keeps us redeeming us because He sees the wine. He sees that we are oppressed. And when we are oppressed, we are considered like drunks who have drank wine. That is the reason that Hashem always and constantly saves us. The Yerushalmi gives another interpretation why you're required to have the four cups of wine. There the Yerushalmi brings in the name of Yeshua ben Levi, Keneged Arba Koisos Shel Paroi. The four cups of wine that we drink corresponds the four cups in the story of Joseph and the wine steward. When the wine steward had the dream and he was depressed, and he relates the dream to Yosef. In his dream and subsequent interpretation of Joseph, four times the word cup is mentioned. The first time the word cup is mentioned is in chapter 40, Pasuk number 11. There it says, "Vekos paro beyodi," and the cup of paro is in my hand. The second time the word cup is mentioned, it says, "Ve'eschat oisom," and I squeeze the grapes, "el kos paroi," to the cup of paroi. And the third cup is mentioned, "Ve'eton es hakos al kaf paroi," and I gave the cup to the hands of Pharaoh. Then Yosef HaTzadik interprets the dream and says that after 3 days, paroi is going to put you back in the job. And there the pasuk says, "Ve'shivcho al kancho," they'll put you back in your job, "Ve'nosato kois paroi," and you'll give the cup of paroi. So that is the fourth time the cup is mentioned. According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in the Yerushalmi, to remind us of the four cups that was in the wine steward's dream, the rabbis established that we drink four cups of wine on Pesach. The question on this Yerushalmi, it is very nice that is written four cups of wine by the wine steward's dream. But what connection does he have to Pesach at all? Why, just because it's written four cups of wine, the story of the wine steward by Joseph, why do we have to drink four cups of wine the night of Pesach when we get out of Egypt? What is the connection between them? What is the message that the rabbis wanted to convey to us by making us drink four cups of wine in remembrance of the four cups of wine that it was in the wine steward story? I would like to suggest that the reason that the rabbis established for us to drink four cups of wine in remembrance of the wine steward's cup of wine is a inyan of hakaras hatov, that we have to recognize the good that somebody does to you, and also for you to be sensitive for everything that happens in life, for you to know that everything in life is connected, that we always have to remember not only what happens in the last minute, but everything, how it came about to that happen. That the rise of Joseph came about because of the story of the Saramashka, that the Saramashka is the one that had the dream, and Yosef interpreted the Saramashka to the wine steward the dream, and because of that, 2 years later, the Saramashka remembered that Yosef was a good interpreter when Pharaoh had a dream and nobody could interpret it. Then he remembered that Yosef is an expert interpreter, and because of Pharaoh's dream, then Yosef became a viceroy, and because Yosef became a viceroy, therefore he was able to save the Jewish people from famine, and because of that the Jewish people went down to Egypt, and because of that we became slaves, and Hashem redeemed us, and because of our redemption we merited to receive the Torah. So maybe the idea is that we have to remember everything that went by, not just the last step, not just look at a tunnel vision, just look at the last step that we did. We have to remember all the ramifications all the way back, even to a seemingly insignificant part of the story, like the four cups in the story of Yosef that had to do with the wine steward's dream. And there also, had Yosef not been sensitive to what the wine steward feels, to the pain of another person, then he would have never asked the wine steward, "What is going on? Why are you depressed?" And the wine steward would not tell him the dream, which would set in motion the whole story, and it would set in motion us receiving the Torah. So we have to view all these things. We have to be sensitive to the feeling of another person, that when you see your fellow Jew is being depressed, his face is not shining the way it's supposed to be, that he seems like he's carrying a load on his shoulder, then you have to intervene and you have to ask what is going on. And because you will ask what is going on, that could be the reason why our redemption is going to come, why Moshiach is going to come. And also, we have to realize that any seemingly insignificant kindness to do has ramifications, that Yosef, by interpreting the dream for him, caused Yosef to become a viceroy, and that eventually caused us to receive the Torah. So we see that our redemption is not just a single action, has a lot of things involved in our redemption. And the rabbis, in order for you to be sensitive to that, decided that we're going to speak the story of redemption, but we're going to use four cups for you to be able to look back and start thinking that any kindness that you do eventually will have ramifications. So we have to remember the gratitude from everything that brought you to this point. And even though you seem to be insignificant, it's still very important, every action that you do. And because of that, because of the small actions, is what the big actions happen, and that could be the whole reason of redemption, is because of the small action. And that is consistent if everything that we do in the Seder night, that we do things in a roundabout way for you to be able to ask questions and like that bring out the whole story and bring out the hidden messages of the Seder. So therefore the rabbis just established the four cups for you to ask why this is established, and we are going to tell you that this is established in memory or remembrance of the four cups of the Sarah Mashke, of the wine steward. Then you are going to ask, why are we remembering the story of the wine steward? Then you will tell the whole story from the Yosef going down to Egypt all the way to the redemption, and then the story will become concretized and you will see the greatness of Hashem in our redemption. So Hashem Yisbarach should help that we should this Pesach have in mind the story of redemption, and have in mind to do tshuva, to do repentance, and also have in mind to help your fellow Jew, that if you see your fellow Jew is having trouble, don't just ignore him, but you never know what your actions will cause. And if you behave properly, since it's written that in Pesach we redeemed, and in Pesach we'll again be redeemed, Hashem Yisbarach should help that Moshiach should come b'mehera b'yameinu. This Pesach we should open in Yerushalayim, with bringing a carbon Pesach, Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, b'mehera b'yameinu, Amen.